This episode is brought to you by water. Water, I hardly know her. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Congratulations to Commissioner and Grandma for getting married this weekend in Dallas. Woo! Everybody give it up. Everybody give it up.
It was a slaughter of a wedding.
It was a red wedding. I think that's from Game of Thrones. I would know. I've never seen the show.
It is from Game of Thrones. That's a good reference.
Spoiler alert for any of you Game of Thrones fans that haven't gotten that far yet. All right, let's get into it. Commissioner versus HUD, the Dallas showdown. Commissioner
Part
Flute.
One.
It was a home game for HUD. And
I had an away game. I had to go fly down there.
The commissioner flew all the way to Dallas to watch Red Zone with HUD.
Yep, we went watched some Red Zone, went to brunch, and I think after that, I had already won pretty much.
Yeah, it didn't take much for Derek. Started off
I mean,
with
I didn't
Derek
have
Henry
the best game. I had a
touchdown.
Pretty average game, but Hudson only had 80, so. Derek Henry's only touchdown was a passing touchdown.
Yeah.
He had a weak 15 points, a very, very bad week.
86 yards.
86 yards.
Touchdown.
That means he's going to have a bigger week this week. He doesn't have bad back-to-back weeks, so.
It's not even a bad week.
Well, for him.
Okay. Maybe this
he was season. Averaging 20. He was averaging 28 points a game going in, and he only got 15. We'll see. Miles Gaskins had a nice 16 points for me. HUD did good picking up. Waller's backup. He had a touchdown. It looks like Waller might be out for a little bit longer than a week. Goff led the way. I think changing my name to Goff's Girls really sealed the win.
It did seal the win. Jared Goff with a smooth 14 points. Bob, glad to see
he had 15
back.
At one point. He ended up, I think he had 16 through a pick.
Sounds about right. I think you're right. Because I think you played my defense.
I think that's how they lost the game. He threw a pick.
I think you played my defense. Because that game was crazy. They were trying all
the
onside
Rams.
Kicks. Yeah, everything.
Next game we've got Core Fucker looking for his second win on the season.
And boy,
not gonna get it.
Boy, oh boy, are we close to Halloween. I mean, Marvin's Monsters looking extra spooky this week.
Are they peaking? Are they gonna peak on Halloween?
Are they? That's
the
Monstars. Next Sunday is Halloween.
Marvin's Monstars.
I believe Connor scored the second most points this week after a Monday night flash.
By
John to
Alvin
just.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, to outscore.
Marvin's
Marvin looked very strong all day Sunday. DeAndre Swift.
Big
AJ
game.
AJ Brown, first big game.
I mean,
of the
I think
season.
AJ. Well, he's been kind of hurt. I think he'll have. He had what, like 12 points last week too, when Connor beat Matt. I think AJ's probably back to that form. So
yeah, he's healthy. He's ready to go.
The Titans are looking good.
Ryan Tannehill looking good. Not as good as Derrick Henry.
I was surprised how much Mitchell got the ball for Ryan out of that backfield from the 49ers.
Oh yeah. I didn't watch a single minute of the 49ers.
I didn't either, but I looked at it, and he had like 19 carries for like 100 yards or something like that.
Interesting.
But
49ers running back getting a strong showing this week, but it wasn't enough. Russell Gage, Van Jefferson,
the new
stepped up to
the new Titans manned Marvin's Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he should build a Titans team. Connor, I'll trade you Derrick Henry for the rest of your team. Maybe. Probably not.
I mean, he's got Swift.
Yeah.
It's comparable. Not really, but you know, that is a good running back.
But Marvin moving on to 3-4, that's big.
It was big for Marvin.
Still in playoff contention. I don't think anyone's out yet completely. Big win in this next game.
Corb's
on the hanging on the edge right now.
He's on the way to building himself a lemonade stand.
Speaking of two teams that are on their way out. Bennett and Mark playing. Bennett getting a big second win. He was on the cliff last week. Is he on the rise? And he put up 106. Pretty solid. I mean, Mark still put up 96. It's not like a horrible game.
No.
Tough loss there. They're both 2-5. Joe Burrow after that trade putting up a nice 35 points. I thought that was a pretty good trade.
Yeah.
You feel
Joe?
Marquise.
No longer on his
16. He had
a filthy
like
touchdown.
8 catches. DK had 2.
That's fine.
Is there any remorse there?
No.
They both would have beat Matt.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I mean, DK is obviously going to struggle while Geno Smith is at quarterback. So, I mean, it's not like DK is sucking. It's like their quarterback's worse. It's nothing to fret. Plus, all I cared about, well, we'll get to my game.
Zach Ertz looked really good for the Cardinals.
Cardinals all look good, but at the same time, you got to think he is a Cardinals receiver at the end of the day. So, he could go
stagnate
a week.
Some games.
He could like go D-Hop. A week without seeing, yes. If D-Hop sucks in fantasy this year.
All right, let's get to the game of the week, the Hunt Bowl.
Yes, sir. We got it.
Low-scoring Hunt. It was a defensive Hunt Bowl this year.
John Crimson
88 to 79. Now you're both 3-4. You're tied in your division.
Job over. On next
Don Crimpy's 2-1 now.
Don Crimpy is 2-1. 3-1.
3-1. He's 3-1. Yeah. You fired JC after an 0-3 start.
After 0-3 start, and it's turned.
It's been huge.
It has.
You have a chance to make the maybe now. Move into second place in your division this week. And also, I think you have the chance to tie Jeff. If he loses, you'd both be 4-4. There could be a potential 3-way tie in y'all's division. We can talk about that when we get to divisions later. Carson Wentz not playing good enough for the win.
We'll see if he recovers.
I mean, 20 points.
Yeah, better than Sam Darnold had 2 points, got benched by P.J. Washington.
That's true.
Who I feel like, was he in the XFL?
P.J. Washington?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Number one overall pick, get benched by XFL guy.
Matt thinks that Carson Wentz is the number one quarterback in the league.
You know, I had my top five quarterbacks typed out. It looked a little different than Matt's.
But it is interesting that you were able to beat him pretty much without a quarterback.
Yeah, I think that is very interesting, Matt. Without a quarterback, 2 points. I mean,
Josh, your trade worked out. You got the win off your trade. Although
I would have won no matter what trade.
Basically, because Eckler had a bye. I mean, it still may not have mattered. Who knows? But Josh Jacobs not having a bye got you the win.
Damian Harris really picked up steam. Finished RB3 for the week. Behind, ended up Kamara finishing up on top. Swift second. Damian Harris third. Second 100-yard week in a row.
Yep.
He's feisty. He's carrying the ball. All right.
I believe that number four is in this next game. Jeff taking on Sue. Knoxville's Cock and Balls versus Knoxville Staple. 3 a.m. DaVinci's. Sue getting the win. 98-93. This was a close game. Not the highest scoring affair, but the Ernest Johnson having a nice 25-point game.
Yeah,
Jeff picking him up.
Nice waiver wire pickup for Jeff.
His trade with Davis, he got Michael Pittman Jr., got 19.5. A big piece of Jeff's team, Patrick Mahomes, did not play well and was knocked out of the game, which probably would have changed the game there.
Just one more touchdown.
Mike Gesicki's on a tear.
He is on a tear. He started off with the 0 point game.
The Heinicke McLaurin duo, pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. The Vinky's cooking up a big pot of stew in there.
A big pot of stew.
So,
next game we got. Ooh,
6-1 to Vinky.
Is this our lowest score of the week? Case's Cuties putting up 70 against Chupapi. Back to his winning ways. Putting up 114. Good game. There, newly traded for Cooper Kupp, putting up 33 points. That was big. Jalen Hurts continues to perform at a pretty high level.
Regardless,
he's
of
getting
the Eagles.
Like 20 to 25 points no matter what every game.
Yeah, which is just super solid.
Case just couldn't get it done, putting up a little 12 pointer.
A little dinky dunk.
Debo looked nice. Andy had a lot of players on bye. He had Dak out.
He did.
Unfortunate
this
there.
This is Bi-topia.
So. Congratulations to the teams that were able to survive it this week.
Yes.
Davis moves on to 6-1. Andy's 2-5 now.
If you got to win this past week, you're just better than your opponent.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with the buys. Super Stinkers, 104. Baby Bed, 118. Baby's team continues to look great. Jamar Chase, another great game. He might be like wide receiver two or three after this game. I think he might be two.
He could be.
Because I know I have Tyreek, and he was two, and now he's three. I think Jamar Chase topped him. Matt Stafford.
He what?
Playing game.
Jamar Chase did what? Tyreek Hill?
Hopped him.
Oh. I thought you said something else. That's my bad, Bob.
Matt Stafford putting up 28. Kyle Pitts having a big week. 20-point game from a tight end is... You're pretty much guaranteed
Kyle Pitts is coming to the league as strong as, honestly, he's expected to be, which is impressive for a tight end because that doesn't happen a lot.
Although, Tampa, 19 points. Every time I looked up at that game, it was another Bears turnover. Wasn't enough.
Big defense,
feel like that kind of affected Dan as well because they kept getting the ball in short yardage.
Yeah,
couldn't get all his yards.
Still had some
stealing
good
points. I don't know if it would have helped there, but we'll get to that game right now.
Kamara would have helped.
The second game of the Dallas, the Dallas doubleheader. Dallas Deep Throats taking on the Fort Worth Whiskey Dicks. Fort Worth prevailed.
Thanks to
it prevailed trade for John this weekend.
Thanks
too.
To
he got
trade
real drunk and threw up in his Fort Worth bathroom.
Shout out to
a
John.
Pre-game puke. It was a pre-game puke. He had to get it out of him. He was nervous.
Pre-game jitters.
He got it out and put up 130. They ain't putting up a decent week, 103. But I do feel like it could have, like, them getting, they could have had longer drives, got more yards that they missed
maybe
out
they
on.
Able to. Still put up a strong performance.
I mean,
it literally came
having Alvin Kamara get 30 points for you instead of John would have been helpful, but
I mean,
you never know how things are going to go.
27-point difference in the game out. Alvin Kamara had 29.
But how many did Fournette have? I feel like he had an okay game.
I think he had
15. So 14 points. So,
swing.
You would add
28 points, it would have gotten them the victory.
No, Dan would have had 120 or 117, and John would have had.
What?
Like,
I'm just saying, I don't know.
It would have been like a 1 point game.
I'm just giving him 30 and him 15. And so,
Dan would have had 14 more points.
Yeah.
John would have had 14 less. Dan would have won 117
exactly
to 116.
Exactly. That's how I'm saying.
I guess that did make the difference. But John also gave him Michael Carter, who he played,
fair,
that he could have played in his flex, and John still would have won. So, moving on. Those little congratulations again to everyone who survived Bi-Pocalypse.
You're better.
You're better than the other team. Remember that. No matter how many buys they had, they still had those players on their team.
Yep.
They should have been better prepared.
Yep. They should have been ready.
Recent activity.
Let's get into it. All right. Top of the night. Top of the morning, actually. 7:14 in the morning. Sleepy-eyed Davis Hatmaker trades Giovanni Bernard to Deep Throat Dallas boys team. Martin. Slight trade, small trade. Nothing much to say about it. I don't think it's too
crazy. I mean, Davis needed...
He needed a wide receiver over a running back. I guess that's what he valued. And we know Dan likes the Bucks player, so...
Yeah. Next trade. We got another small trade also involving Davis and myself.
Oh.
I picked up and then traded Le'Veon Bell to Davis for the Bengals defense, which he needed a running back. He didn't, like, have any, so... And it was just a defense, but the Bengals are playing the Jets this week, who are starting someone I've never heard of. Maybe starting Joe Flacco. Who knows right now? Looks like they're starting this other guy.
Why
so
is Joe Flacco still around? I mean, like...
I don't know. Because he won a Super Bowl.
Retired,
he won a Super Bowl, you get to do whatever you want.
I mean, not that he's
well, he's not as
those
old
guys.
I think he's like 34,
I kinda,
35.
I put him in the same...
Well, I mean, he's been a backup.
Frame.
He's been like a second, third string quarterback for these past few years. He's really took a downturn after winning the Super Bowl. None of those guys really did. But I think Bengals could be big this week. I do have the number one fantasy defense, not to brag.
That's bragging.
But
that's bragging.
They're playing the Packers, and
that
I feel like
sucks.
I'd rather have defense play the Jets. So hopefully it'll work out for me. We have a name change. Andy renamed his team from Case's QD back to Dak Sack.
Dak coming off a bye.
Mark changed his name from Could Be 4-2 Guys to Winner Guys. I think. Oh, no, that was back to back. And then changed it to Winner LOL. Pretty funny.
LOL.
It looks like John has I rechanged my team name back to Commissioner I Hardly Know. I was just Goff's Girls for that 1 week because he was my starting QB. Looks like John listed his entire team as likely to trade again. Then we have our first decent-sized trade of the week.
A little Tuesday morning kickoff.
Yeah. 49ers D and Marquise Hollywood Brown. Mark traded to John for Corey Davis and J.D. McKissick. You were big on J.D. McKissick.
I love him. He's my favorite player in the league.
When I saw this, I thought it was you.
I wish it was. Trade. I wish I made that trade. Even over DK Metcalf.
Really?
100%.
Well, all right. And then immediately following that, wasting no time, John listed Marquise Brown as likely to trade. Everyone on his team has to be likely to trade.
Yes. That's just a fact of the league at this point.
That'll do it. Our final trade actually just happened before we started recording. David Johnson has been traded from Knoxville's Cock and Balls to Team Starkville Hunt for Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram has also been traded.
Prior to this, 10 minutes prior to this trade, Mark Ingram was traded from the Houston Texans to his home team, the team that drafted him,
right.
New Orleans Saints.
So Mark Ingram back to the Saints. David Johnson looks to be the lead back in Houston, but Mark Ingram's going home.
Yeah.
He thrived in that offense before. He's a little bit older now, but we'll see how it works out. David Johnson going to be in the same role Mark Ingram was there, so he could be. We'll see if he performs better or worse. So this could go in either direction at this point, but we'll just have to wait and see. And also, after the most recent update, after Jared Goff. After Jared Goff performed an admirable performance and led me to victory last week, he has been cut from my team and is now on the waivers. But he played a hell of a game. I'll give it to him. 14 points was all I needed. I was thinking probably have 7 or 8 because he sucks, but he had 14. He did all right. But now he's on the waivers for anyone else who wants to be Goff's Girls the rest of the season.
Divisions. Let's get into it.
Only fans East.
They're always your first. Division. They're always top of the divisions.
Yep, because they're always the first one on
what
the
you talk
screen.
About because they're the best. All right, let's get into it. Cock and Balls. What, third week in a row?
Lead, I believe so. Yeah,
sounds about right.
4-3 lost game, but maintained the lead. Team Starkville Hunt has moved around. He's been at the top a little bit. He's right now a little bit on the decline, but he still has you, Jeff, and Matt are all could have the same record next week.
Yeah, we have the potential.
No, no, it would just be a tiebreaker for points. Bennett, unfortunately, is 2-5. He got a win though.
He did get.
He's
a win.
He's not out of this thing.
He's not 1-6.
He's not 1-6. He doesn't live in a hotel. how do you feel? You can beat Connor. You could take a share of the lead.
Yeah, I could potentially
start it out 0-3.
I don't think I'm really close. I don't think there's any way I could catch Jeff on points. But I would definitely be second if I tied him. Then I'm just 1 week away. If Jeff, I'm pretty confident my boys are gonna pull their dicks out.
All right,
come out spraying. On Sunday.
What?
It's a big week.
Deshaun
knows
all about that if he plays this week.
Whoa. It'd be huge if you know we had every single one of our teammates available to play this week. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Marshawn.
Yes. He actually he was diddling around on Monday night. Calling the game with Peyton and Eli, but
yeah, he said he dropped an F bomb. He might get canceled.
No, he's not gonna get canceled. He's in my locker room. Nobody in my locker room is getting canceled. Actually, whoa.
Pause.
I'm not defending anybody on my team if they do something despicable and are proven guilty.
Okay.
But until then, say what you want.
Okay, you've moved from a 1% playoff chance to a 13.
Yeah.
You're on the rise.
I was at 1% for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We are on the rise. Yeah, I was at 1% when damn J.C. Hunt was leading that team. Now we got Don Crimpy. I like what that guy's
that
cooking up.
Fuck her out of there.
I like what he's cooking up. Yeah. Thanks for the championship. Good luck somewhere else.
Damn. That's a tough organization. You find his emails or something?
We have... next question.
After this episode, the official DNFG
emails,
emails may be leaked from JC. Why did that just start playing?
I don't know, but JC by Doja Cat just started playing. We can keep that in. I kind of want that to be my ringtone now. Like, I kind of heard it. I was like, cool. You know, it's a nice ringtone.
I'm moving on
juicy.
To the other side of OnlyFans.
OnlyFans West. A little more cut out, this division is.
They've been sitting at the top at 6-1. Fort Worth Whiskey Dicks looking pretty good at 4-3 right now. Super Stinkers not out of it at 3-4.
Yeah, the Super Stinkers are still strong. They had a loss last week, but they still put up over 100 points. So
Ryan's still not out of this
not
thing
out of it
yet, but
fighting for his
he's 1-6. He's 5 back from the lead, and 2 back from the next person in front of him, but not completely out of it.
Why is gap in divisions? Is this division?
Yeah,
between first and fourth.
But with the injury bug that Davis has, although he's managed it pretty well, I mean he put up 114 this week without like 3 of his running backs, which kind of scares me for the future, for the rest of us if they are all able to come back. But at this point, John's got like the potential that he could make it a race for the winner of that division, even though there is a gap there.
Stink's still got a decent playoff percent.
Stink, I mean, could still.
I mean, look at he's 3-4. There's hell of a lot of 3-4 teams around the league. So,
He's got 3%. Ryan's on the edge of the cliff. He could fall this week. He could not. This could be the beginning of his takeover of that division. Who knows? Moving on to another division that has this one has probably the largest gap in first and second.
Oh,
Baby Bed Disappointment at 6-1, Dallas Deep Throats at 3-4,
Marvin's Monsters 3-4, winner LOL,
2-5.
MVP. We know the team 2-5.
I mean, Baby has a firm hold on the lead.
Marvin moving up. This is first time not being in fourth in a while.
Right.
But
I think. From what I've seen so far, it looks like Baby will probably has a good chance to hold this lead. But then Dan and Marvin could be fighting.
They're fighting for those
for a playoff,
wild
a potential
spots.
Wild card spot.
So they're trying to get as many.
And Mark's not. I mean, Mark's still a game back from them, so he's not out of like.
he can still move into this.
I don't know what the contention is at the top, but. I do think one of these teams has a good chance to probably make the playoffs as a wild card.
For sure.
And I think they all still have a shot.
With the amount of 3-4 teams, anybody can get in.
To do so. Baby's got a 99% playoff chance. Pretty much anyone at the top of their division at this point has over... Well, everyone at the top of their division at this point is over 90.
Well, over 90.
Well, Davis is 94, but... I mean, I feel like if you're above 90, you're pretty... I mean, I feel like he just needs to win one more game. Pretty much has it locked in. I mean, Dallas Deep Throats have a 55. They're still above 50. It could be anyone. I feel like whoever gets 2 there is going to be big for them. Last division, we've got TikTok West, led by 3AM DaVinci's at 6-1. I follow him at 5-2. Hud the Studs at 3-4. And Andy's at 2-5. Me and Sue both have 99% playoff chances. Hud's got a good team too, I think.
Yeah, he does. 3-4. A lot of the three and four teams have good teams.
Andy, I would
Some
argue,
of them have bad
is the best 2-5 team.
Yeah.
He's unfortunately had the most points scored against him in the league, like by a significant amount.
Yeah. Over 800 points.
Which I think he very could easily be 3-4. Or
it's over 800
points
through 7 weeks,
yeah.
So it's pretty tough.
So that's unfortunate for him, but I mean, I think he still probably has a chance too. I think Hud's got a good chance to get in the playoffs. I feel like me and Sue play second to last week. I feel like that'll be a big game.
Be
the deciding factor in our division. Tough competition there. Let's get into some little outlook on the playoffs.
All right.
Since we're over halfway, or we're at the halfway point.
Yeah.
I feel like we can start talking about it. No one's quite eliminated yet, but we can talk about the teams that look like they're going to be playoff teams and who looks like they still have a good shot to get in. Right now, the four division leaders hold the top four spots. Baby with the number one seed. Davis with the number two seed. Sue with the number three. I guess this is based off points.
Yeah.
Sue with the three seed and Jeff with the four seed. 3-6-1 teams there.
It's got to be off points than record.
Yeah.
After points. Because I think Jeff's actually got it.
Yeah, because I think Davis is like third in points.
Yeah.
3-6-1 teams there look like they have the potential to hold those spots. Jeff, I mean,
Our
division could be a toss up on who's moving there.
Me
and Sue could also have.
Between top and bottom in ours is two.
Who
our
has
bottom
what
is two
team.
Games behind.
That is true.
So, very tight there.
Then our current wild cards are me, John, Dan, and Matt. But there's a group of six teams that are 6-1 to 4-3, and there are another group of six teams that are all 3-4.
Six teams that are 3-4.
So those top six group right now are the 1-6 seeds. Two spots are held by 3-4 teams, and then there are four other 3-4 teams behind them that are not in the playoffs. That is just based off points. So any week, if someone wins, someone loses, these spots are
the spots are changing.
So right now it's looking as though our 7-8 seeds may have the toughest battles.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, last year it came down to that, where it was like the last week certain people had to score a certain amount of points
and
win, lose. Looking like it may be that
way.
Could
be that way this week.
For at least the 7-8 seed. I mean, still the potential for more. But Matt and Dan have the 7-8 seed right now based off points. But the other 3-4 teams are Hudson, Steven, Connor, and yourself.
Me.
That are all, you know. We still have 3-2-5 teams that are still a game away. So they could muddle this up even more. But right now, looking at it, looks like those teams have the best shot at this point. How do you feel being one of those teams that's in that situation
now? That's what we got Don Crippy in for. We got him.
That's true.
We got him to turn our season around.
I mean, if you did it based off playoffs right now, based off last 4 weeks, Don Crippy might have like the one seed.
I mean, I'd be up there.
He's
I'd
3-1.
Don Crippy's coming in hot. I mean, this new coach has just turned our program around. We're absolutely. Absolutely ecstatic to be in the playoff contention this year. That's our goal.
JC,
not this year, but just every year. Obviously, a championship is the goal as well. But when we started off 0-3, we were down bad.
JC was riding that championship hangover a little too long.
I had to get him out of there. We were fucking around. I don't know what was going on. We turned that shit around.
Are you like the GM now?
Yeah. I've always been the GM, but as a head coach, I lost my focus and had to bring new in. Fresh set of eyes. So that's your gloss over the film.
I guess that's going to do it for our divisions and our... maybe next week we'll have a more in-depth playoff breakdown with wild card
teams.
Unfortunately, there may be some teams that I think there's a possibility someone gets eliminated from the playoffs. But we'll have a more, probably better look at it after next week. So... Week 8
matchups. I wasn't sure what week it was. I wasn't going to say it until Bob said it. I wasn't going to say
it. You always say week one.
I do. And because we are logged into your account, we are starting at the top with your team playing Team Starkville Hunt.
We're kind of in it. Currently, our picks. Also, we forgot to mention earlier, but Baby has become the sixth player in league history to reach double-digit wins. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Baby. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Welcome.
We should have green jackets.
We should. You're only the first six people that got in.
Yeah. Also, on picks for our pick'em that we do, I am now 31-19, and you are 28-22. So, pretty close there.
I'm climbing. I think I've caught you.
We both have positive records. It's always good. All right,
we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Let's start this out. You got the first game because it's mine.
All right. It's Bob's game. Team Starkville Hunt at Commissioner, I hardly know her. Knoxville, Tennessee. Bob projected 127. I mean, he's got Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Tyreek Hill. His team has surpassed all his buys up until this. Like, he doesn't have any buys this week. He's going to crush Matthew in the story. Matthew, Carson Wentz, Austin Eckler. Matthew's just waiting for Russ to come back. Matthew has a good team, but and with Eckler back, it's a lot better, but still. If Tyreek Hill blows up,
I like it.
Think Bob wins.
I like your take.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I hope you lose. Actually,
I mean, Matt's still projected pretty high as well.
Yeah, but just the Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. We've got a nice Derrick Henry, Carson Wentz, old Titans, Colts rivalry matchup this week. They already played once this year. Derrick Henry had his third worst game of the season. Only dropped 18 points. Very unfortunate. Maybe he'll have a revenge game this week. We'll see. All right, next game, we got a battle of two teams that are probably their last leg here.
Yeah, these teams are desperate for Vic Roy's.
Yeah. Bye week versus Corpucker. 2-5 versus 1-6. Bye week right now projected 94 points. Poor fucker projected 106 right now.
I think Poor fucker. No. Not if he can lose this and still not be at zero. But I think it's grim if he loses this. It's a must win for him.
Yeah.
Daryl Henderson.
Is 7 what it is, probably? There's too much math to do.
Yeah, we'd have to really do a lot of.
Daryl Henderson projected to have a big game. Tyrod's coming back this week. We'll see if he starts Lawrence or Taylor. Could be interesting there. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that Bennett has a good team. He has put up some good points. I don't like his 94%. I mean, 94 projected points.
Does he have everyone that is playing currently?
Yeah, he's got a full line of projections. He's James Conner is starting and Randall Cobb is starting. I think that's why he's looking a little low.
I mean, Randall Cobb, I think, has the potential for a big game.
Randall Cobb
is back in Green Bay. He's played with Rodgers before. I could see him being Rodgers' guy on Thursday night.
He's caught some touchdowns this season.
That could be big. I could see him being Rodgers' guy on Thursday night.
He has 2 touchdowns this season. In one game, but that could be this game. Yeah, Davante Adams and I want to say not Valdez Scantling. Who's the other guy?
Lazard.
I
just think the chemistry with Randall Cobb
is
great. Yeah, I mean, they had great,
so that's
great
without
seasons together.
Miles Sanders also out.
You picking Bennett or Ryan?
I think I'm going to have to go with Ryan on this one just because his team is looking a little more steady through the injuries this week. He's got James Robinson, Daryl Henderson, and Elijah Mitchell all playing.
That's true.
Elijah Mitchell got a lot of carries last week, so he's on the swing up, I guess.
I'm going to say that Ryan's going to win this one, too. I think his team, like, this week looks, like, pretty good for him. This could be a big week for Ryan, I think. So I'm going to go with him on that. Next game we have is your game. Marvin's Monsters taking on WC Crimpy Tigers.
Woo!
Marvin's projected 101. You are currently projected 74, but I'm assuming you're starting Deshaun Watson and Marshawn Lynch currently.
Correct. Projections mean nothing. I think with a full team in, I'm about like 97.
Yeah. We'll see which quarterback Marvin decides to start. I think he has Cousins in right now. He's projected a little bit more. Big receivers, you got looks like carrying you this week. Maybe DeAndre Swift can have another big week.
Maybe Damian Harris can have another big week.
Maybe. I think
Josh Jacobs on bye.
I think I'm actually gonna go with Zahn on this one.
Picking against me.
I can't not pick Marvin's Monsters on Halloween. Like every game that's gonna be played is gonna be on Halloween.
I didn't even realize that.
And you're playing Marvin's Monsters.
That's terrifying.
I think it's only fitting I pick Connor.
You're right.
I mean, he put up 124 the week before Halloween. What's he gonna do on Halloween?
Interesting to note that our kickers, Matt Gay and
Matt what?
Tyler Bass, are tied for fourth best kicker.
Matt what?
Matt Gay. Got a problem with his last name, Bob?
Yeah.
Why'd you make her repeat it?
I thought you were saying something else.
No.
You made me repeat something earlier.
Tyler
what?
Tyler Bass.
Tyler Ass? Is he your kicker?
Yes. Both projected. I don't give a shit about kicker projections.
You said you didn't give a shit about projections.
I don't.
They're both ranked four?
Yeah.
They have the exact same. Okay. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also kicking, you can't get like half a point or anything.
So they both have, I guess, 66 points on the season?
Yeah, they do. We'll see who becomes the number three kicker and who stays or stays at four and who drops. Who knows? I'm going with Connor on Halloween.
Oh.
Next game, we got winner, LOL. Whose room we are currently in, Mark, versus Knoxville Cock and Balls, whose city we are currently in, Jeff. Jeff's projected a fat 113. Mark's projected 86.
Justin Tucker on
right ball. Now, I guess, is Pat Mahomes playing?
Yeah.
I didn't know if he had a... He passed concussion protocol, didn't he?
Yeah, Mahomes, undisclosed, avoided a concussion in Sunday's loss to the Titans.
I thought he was...
against the Giants in Week 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
He's also
there.
Projected 25 points against the Titans.
That's also great for me, because I was worried that Chad Henne was going to have to throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. Mahomes now playing, that's big for Jeff. Mark currently is not playing a player. His projections will be a little higher. I think Jeff's team is really good, so I'm going to go with Jeff on this game. This game's also a battle of quarterbacks. We got Joe Burrow, Mac Jones, Pat Mahomes, and Matt Ryan all in the top three projected players.
Chubb looks as if he's on track to play. Something of very worthy note, Jeff is projected 113 with a not complete roster.
That is
true. Mark Andrews is on bye.
He'll
get up to 120.
Pick up someone that'll be
6 points.
5 or 6 points. Yeah. Wow. That's hot. Pretty high projections.
That is high projections.
I
mean, he's got Devontae Smith, DJ Moore, and Michael Pittman Jr. Pittman Jr. project a lot.
Yeah.
Chubb and Harris, that's a 1-2 duo right there.
I'm going to go with Jeff.
I'm going to go with Jeff.
It's
hard not to, yeah. Especially if Chubb plays.
Yeah, dang. That is a nice duo. Him and John both have nice little running back duos. They got Najee and.
That's what Baby had. Before Chris Carson was hurt.
Yeah.
Just the super duo of running backs.
Maybe Alex Collins will be Chris Carson.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry and Chris Carson. But Najee and Nick Chubb's hard to beat. Jonathan Taylor and Alvin Kamara's hard to beat as well.
Yeah.
I think they
tower over.
They're gonna carry.
They tower over Devin Singletary and my man J.D. McKissick.
Yeah.
J.D. McKissick's the best out of those four, but.
It's not going to be enough.
It won't be enough, JD. I'm sorry.
We've got an interdivisional battle in our next game. 3 a.m. DaVinci's against a newly named Brock.
7 p.m. Schultz-Brown.
7 p.m. Schultz-Brown.
Dalton Schultz getting the start.
Sue was at 7 p.m. Schultz-Brown a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he was.
With his family. It was a family outing.
Later that night, he was at DaVinci's at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, those are two of his stops.
Crazy to think about.
Will it be two of his stops on the way to victory?
or
the way to defeat? He's projected 105, and he's projected 111. He has Herbert.
Khalil Herbert,
back.
Jimmy Hubbard.
Herbert was on a bye last week. He's got Herbert back. And he has Dak back. He was on a bye last week.
Yeah, they were both byes.
Devin
Cook, ready for some action.
Yeah, Debo, Chuba, Taylor Heineke. Will he start Heineke? Will he start Herbert? Probably start Herbert.
He'll start Herbert.
Currently, though, does also not have a fully filled lineup. What position are we missing there?
She was missing Daniel Carlson, Las Vegas.
We are missing
kicker.
A kicker, so that'll boost his points about 8. So he's going to be at about 113, and he's at 111.
Given that information, I'm still going to pick the 2-5 Brock to pull off this upset this week. I think it's a strong week for Brock to get an upset. He's got those deadly running back duos, the backup duos, running with Chuba and the other Herbert. Who's in the NFL right now, Khalil Herbert. Duo Samuel, I think this is Brock's week to get that third win that he desperately needs at this point. He's a strong team. I think he'll earn it this week.
As much as I want Andy to win, this is a game of the team that has had the most points scored on them versus the least. And there's a 200-point differential in between those two. And I unfortunately think that Andy's team may be cursed to have a bunch of points scored on him. And Sue,
down.
You know,
has the blessing of low scores.
So I think that we may see that play out here again. And I'm going to take Sue with that. I mean, it also could be 125 to 120. They both look like they could
have
big
good
weeks.
Teams.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's a division game. Andy needs it. So I'm going to go with Sue in that one. Next game, we've got Hud the Stud versus the Super Stinkers. Both 3-4 looking to get a leg up on each other.
The old Tyson showdown.
Yeah, the old Tyson showdown. Former roommates. Hud's currently projected 98. Stevens projected 102. Pretty close projections here.
Yeah.
I can see this game going either way.
Cordero coming back off a bye. Tony Pollard coming back off a bye.
Zeke coming back off a bye. So,
did the Broncos have a bye this past week?
I think.
I feel like they could have.
No, they didn't. They played Thursday night.
Okay, yeah.
So, I think this will be a close one.
I think it will be a close one. I'm going to give the edge to Aaron Rodgers and Stinky. All
right.
I think Zeke's going to be a bum this week, and Tony's going to take over for some reason. That'll really sway in Stink's favor. I have no data to back that up. I just said it out of the blue. Yeah, I just think that Super Stinkers are going to squeak out the victory.
I think Hud's going to have a bounce-back week. I think he's going to win this one. He has Waller is injured, but he's also on a bye this week, so it wasn't going to have him anyway. So right now, Hudson does have a player in Foster Moreau, who's Darren Waller's backup, who is currently in, who is on a bye this week. So he'll also be adding a tight end and add 5 or 6 points to his projections.
He's also starting Kenny Galladay, so you might as well take away all those projections.
Is Kenny playing?
He's questionable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's probably got someone else he can throw.
No, Hud's got Usman.
Okay.
That's his full lineup. Okay.
Well, then, never mind. Regardless, I'm going to take Hud on this one. I think he's going to have a bounce back week. Zeke didn't play last week for him. He's got Zeke back. Tyrod's back for Brandon Cooks. I think maybe he has a bigger week. I'm going to take Hud on that one. I think it'll be a close game. 3-4 versus 3-4 is pretty big at this point.
That is huge at this point. That's a massive matchup, really. Yeah.
Next game, we've got Chupapi Munyano taking on the Dallas Deep Throats. Davis at 6-1, Dan at 3-4. Dan's projected 96. Davis is projected 102. Davis playing whoever he can right now at running back, but he's done pretty well. Kenneth Gainwell looks to be in line to start
back.
For Philly, so that's good for him.
Yeah, if you're a Philly back, that means you're going to get your 7 carries again.
Yeah,
as your lead. Philly
yeah,
back.
But he was starting Kenneth Gainwell as the RB 2.
Now
he's got him, and he put up
it is
like 114 in the game. So that's big. But Dan, he's playing Tom versus the Saints. Are we going to see what we saw last year, where the Saints just trash them twice? Wow. Or are we going to see...
One game they're going to just kind of beat them. Second time they played in the season, Tom Brady had one of his worst games ever.
Drew's gone.
He was the fourth best quarterback in that game.
Drew's gone. It's Jameis. Are we going to see Tom exact his revenge?
I think we got to.
I believe we will see that too. So for that reason, I'm going to pick Dan. I think Davis very easily could win. Probably should win. He's projected higher, but I just think this is going to be a big Tampa week. Big Tampa weeks are hard to stop.
They are.
There's nothing you can do about it. It's just something you just have to sit with and watch happen.
Happened to me last year. Didn't happen to me this year.
Happened to me this year. Didn't happen to me last year.
Exactly. It's part of life. You know, you pay your taxes.
Are you going to get deep-throated? Or are you not?
Get deep-throated every once in a while.
Who's going to be getting deep-throated? You or Dan?
We're projecting the deepest throat this week.
That we'll have the deepest of throats this week, and Tom will lead the boys to a big old dub, get a bunch of points. So are we both taking Dan? Are you taking Davis?
I think I'm taking Dan too.
So. Both picking against the 6-1 team here. Davis has proved us wrong pretty much every other week we've picked against him. So maybe we'll
Davis
do it
starting Cooper Kupp in the flex, just to flex.
Yeah, that's always nice. Last game we have for the week, our game of the week, we have Baby Bed Disappointment, our number one team, playing the Fort Worth Whiskey Dicks, look to be on the rise at 4-3. Baby projected 116. John's projected 111. Both these teams can put up some points.
Yeah, they can.
We've already seen John make some trades while... has he made any while this podcast is happening?
No. Not during podcast.
Not yet. He's already made a trade this week. He made a trade this morning. Or yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So he's already getting his trades
in. He's getting ready for this week.
Big matchup. Stafford versus Murray. John's got the running backs. Baby's got the receivers.
What will happen? At one point, John had
the John producer. added Hollywood Brown to his roster.
Hollywood.
But he is on a bye this week. So we'll have to wait to see him. What are you thinking on this game?
As hard as it is to not pick John with his stellar lineup. Going baby on this one. Jamar Chase, beast. Matthew Stafford, beast. Baby Bed, beast. And the beast will feast.
I'm going to agree with you. Baby's just has a very complete team. He's just hard to beat. There's no reason he's shown not to pick him.
Yeah, week out he's consistent.
To this point, so I'm going to keep doing it. But I think John could very easily put up 130. But so can he.
So can Baby.
This could be a big, a high scoring game.
And every time it's projected to be a high scoring game, it means they're both good.
Yeah. Worth it. I could honestly see this being, we've had two of them already, or three, a few of them already that are 122, 127, 127. I could see this very easily being that's going to do it for this week.
That's all, folks. I'm moving up. Losing all my innocence, everybody. Riding on my innocence, everybody. Losing all my innocence, everybody. Riding on my innocence, hit the pedal. If things go wrong, it's just incidental. My bad, never got the memo that you never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in six, you wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruise.